The rights of children with disabilities featured prominently at a major United Nations meeting that concluded in New York on Friday. Delegates gathered at UN headquarters to review implementation of the UN's Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Violence, lack of access to education, and the right of children to speak for themselves were among the issues that participants identified as obstacles for young people with disabilities. Many children with disabilities have little to say in how they are cared for, says Marta Santos Pais, Special Representative of the UN Secretary General on Violence Against Children. She says fortunate children are raised in loving homes, but those who are considered a burden can be placed in residential institutions and exposed to high levels of physical abuse, including sexual violence.
These children are often left unattended and unsupported, at times in very inhuman conditions. They may be locked up and tied up to their beds under the allegation that this is for their own protection. They may be beaten and also heavily medicated. Available studies reveal an alarming prevalence of physical violence in early years, sexual violence as they grow up, and girls are particularly affected by this pattern.
Supporting children with disabilities is a matter of human rights, according to Dr. Nick Alipiu, director of UNICEF's programs. He says children with disabilities are one of the most marginalized and excluded groups of children.
Experiencing widespread violence and violations of their rights, these violations dehumanize these children, deny them respect, dignity, individuality, and in some cases, even the right to life itself.
Dr. Alipiu says discrimination against children with disabilities doesn't just affect the children. Broader society also bears financial responsibility.
There are social costs, for example, related to the exclusion of children with disabilities from educational and employment opportunities. Adults with disabilities are often poorer than adults without disabilities. But education has been found to decrease this divide and to level the playing field for all.
Hendrietta Bogopano-Zulu is South Africa's Deputy Minister of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities. A person with disabilities herself, she's raising two children with disabilities. She says it's essential to provide educational opportunities for children with disabilities.
It is through education that the daughter of a peasant can become a doctor, that the son of a mine worker can become the head of the mine, that a child of a farm worker can become the president of a great nation. And I can assure you, my 22-year-old daughter is well on her way with her visual impairment to becoming whatever she dreams to be. And I have my government to thank for that.
According to Jenny Nilsson, president of the youth section of the World Federation of the Deaf, only 3% of deaf children receive an education in their sign languages. She says education is a lifeline for deaf children.
Education in sign language allows a deaf children to develop their linguistic identity so that they can belong to the deaf culture. Once deaf children feel they are accepted and understood by the surrounding society, they're then more likely to be successfully included in society on equal terms.
Society's support of children with disabilities should be just as strong as the support for all children, says UNICEF Director Nick Alipiu.
We see absolutely no reason why there should be a difference in the level of commitment in ratification to the CRPD compared to the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
It's essential for children to be part of the discussion about their well-being in order to promote their development and autonomy, says the Secretary General's Special Representative on Violence Against Children.
They have the skills and confidence to influence advocacy, to influence social mobilization efforts. Their experience is absolutely fundamental for us to have good policies and evaluate how well they work.
For South African Deputy Minister Bogopane-Zulu, it's critical that disabled children have a voice. She says child participation is not negotiable.
As a disabled woman and a parent of two disabled children, I believe that them having a say in how and what they want to become, it's a very important component of development.
The Secretary General's Special Representative on Violence Against Children hopes that in the future, children with disabilities can be real partners. She called for them to have a seat at the conference table where they can take part in the discussions about the things that impact their lives and make recommendations for change. Gail Walker, United Nations.